Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz loosens his tie, lets down his hair, and recommends two new Spike Jonze reissues. Lloyd says they're ideal summer listening, but if you need more serious reasons for enjoying these discs, you can find them too.
Oh, what delight to be given the right to be carefree and gay once again. No longer slinking, respectably drinking like civilized ladies and men.
Have you ever thought that electronic music sounded like gunshots, sirens, or gurgles, gargles, burps, hiccups, and sneezes? Well, Spike Jonze and his City Slickers did it all first, and they did it without electronics.
In some secluded rendezvous that overlooks the avenue, with someone sharing a delight, chat, this and that, and cocktails for two, as we enjoy a cigarette to some exquisite chansonette. Two hands are sure to slyly meet beneath a serviette with cocktails for two. My head may go reeling, but my heart will be obedient with intoxicating kisses for the principal ingredient. Most any afternoon at 5, we'll be so glad we're both alive. Then maybe fortune will complete the plan that all began with cocktails for two.
Lindley Armstrong Jonze began recording for RCA in the summer of 1941 and became one of America's most popular stars. He satirized every kind of music from hillbilly to Hawaiian and contemporary subjects from knock-knock jokes to the Nazis. In Der Führer's Face, he gives Hitler a raspberry. Classical music is another favorite target. A highlight of the new Catalyst disc called Spiked is a six-part send-up of the Nutcracker Suite. One of Jonze's most popular recordings is his musical depreciation of Luigi Arditi's classic song Il Bacio, The Kiss. Ina Suez, the marvelous Donna Anna on the very first complete recording of Mozart's Don Giovanni in 1936, proves she's also a good sport. Sopranos beware. Here's Il Barchio.
Sempre, sempre sì, sì, sempre sì, sì, e t'ho preso.
Other familiar voices include those of Mel Blanc, alias Bugs Bunny, and the tongue-twisted Doodles Weaver, brother of NBC TV president Sylvester Pat Weaver and uncle of Sigourney Weaver. No style goes undeconstructed. No pretension goes unpunctured. Also, few ethnic stereotypes or human impairments are ignored. Some of these 50-year-old jokes are not what you would call politically correct. But the comedy keeps its bite because the timing of the City Slickers is so sharp and their playing so brilliant. Many of the dated references are explained to a new generation in the richly detailed notes with great photos on Rhino Records' two-disc Spike Jonze anthology. No less distinguished a Jonze fan, the novelist Thomas Pynchon contributes a thoughtful essay for the Catalyst disc. If I count correctly, only 5 cuts overlap, which means that both sets are indispensable to anyone who loves music and likes to laugh.
Lloyd Schwartz is the Pulitzer Prize-winning classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed the Spike Jonze anthology on Rhino and Spiked on Catalyst. For Terry Gross, I'm Marty Moscowane.